USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says recession. What recession?
We're right now the number one country anywhere in the world by far as an economy.
Speaking at the White House on Tuesday, President Trump says he thinks the word recession is inappropriate and claims the media just likes to use it. The president also says he's considering possible tax cuts.
We're talking about indexing, and we're always looking at the capital gains tax, payroll tax.
Actor Jussie Smollett will have to wait a little bit longer to hear if the city of Chicago's lawsuit against him will proceed. Today, a federal judge postponed making a decision until October. The city is suing the former Empire actor for $130,000 to be reimbursed. Money is spent investigating a fake hate crime. Your final numbers on Wall Street for Tuesday. The Dow lost 173 points. NASDAQ fell 54. S&P lost 23. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Turning now to political news, one 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful's wife has a message for everyone, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
You know, you may like another candidate better, but you have to look at who is going to win.
The latest endorsement for former Vice President and now White House hopeful Joe Biden comes from his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, who tells reporters in Manchester, New Hampshire,
but you've got to look at who's going to win this election. And maybe you have to swallow a little bit and say, okay, I sort of personally like so-and-so better. But your bottom line has to be that we have to beat Trump.
And Mrs. Biden says that her husband is the most likely candidate to beat President Trump in the 2020 election.
The National Park Service says starting Wednesday, Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House is set to close for 7 months for the construction of a new security fence. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Miss America pageant contestant has been reportedly disqualified for being a vocal supporter of President Trump. The now former Miss Nevada 2019, Katie Williams, says she was stripped of her title over the weekend for allegedly mixing pageant and politics. Williams took to Twitter and has a message for everyone.
But I do not apologize for who I am. I've spent so many years of my life wondering what people thought of me that I'm just at a point in my life where I just don't care. And so I don't apologize for what I've posted. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Because that's who I am. And if you don't like it, you don't have to follow me. You don't have to watch it. You can drive by this train wreck. I'm fine with it. So, my name is Katie Williams. I am the former Miss Nevada State 2019. And I have officially been dethroned.
William was ordered to surrender her crown and sash and never speak again of the pageant, although she's refused to do so. Across America, the price of gasoline has declined now for the third consecutive week. The national average is down to $2.60 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, though, tells us where the highs and lows are across the country.
Louisiana had the nation's cheapest average at $2.18, followed by Mississippi at $2.21 and South Carolina at $2.24. On the high side, Hawaii had the nation's priciest average at $3.60.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.